This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising?
People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience?
Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative.
Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Tony Bruno, how you doing, sir?
Good morning, everybody. Yes, I am your official storm surge correspondent here. And to show you my chops in the world of journalism, yesterday I went out to the store to get some stuff because we're working on a lot and we know that the storm's coming, but it's going to be well offshore of us. But we're still going to get a storm surge here, which is the biggest problem. So that's coming up in the next couple. By tomorrow, we'll have really bad weather here. But it's going up north, and it's going to go into the bend, as they call it up there. And, of course, the great Dawn Stensland, who worked at Wink News here, down here in the Cape Coral, Fort Myers area, knows full well about three times the Doppler. Yes. You think people really freak out about weather in Philly? You should be in Florida. Yeah. So yesterday I go out, we went to the lot, and then I went over to Sam's Club. So you know what Sam's Club is, like Costco, yeah, or BJ's.
Yep.
Big store. So the line for the gas there, and it's $2.95 now, oh, and the line was all the way outside the parking lot. People are honking. I went inside to get some stuff, some provisions. You know, I didn't get the butter, the eggs, and the milk like people do in Philly when there's a quarter inch of snow predicted, as you all know.
Yes.
If we have a bomb cyclone or a storm cyclone,
yep,
it's coming. You know, it's coming to Philly. But this is the time of the year. In fact, yesterday was the 2-year anniversary of Hurricane Ian that devastated a lot of this area down here. So 2 years later, people are sitting around wondering what's going to happen. But the good news is, after this point of the month of September, when you move on, the likelihood of hurricanes drops exponentially. So it's this area right before October. There are still hurricanes in October and some in November. But for the most part, people here. So yesterday, my journalism chops kicked in. So I go in and I walk into the store and I see all these people. And I go into the back where they have cases of water. And you know this in Philly from the virus, the coronavirus situation. People go to the stores and they buy bottled water. Mm-hmm. The entire back of the Sam's Club, all the bottled water was gone. So I pull out my cell phone and I start doing a little stand-up on my own. I didn't have my cell phone camera. I was just videotaping. Five cases, the limit is five cases per person. It was gone by 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I didn't run in there because of the storm. Mm-hmm. I went in there because I'm in the neighborhood. I wasn't even looking for water. So I go in there and I start taping it. I go outside, get in my car to leave. And there's this Fox 4 reporter from the Fox 4 channel here. Because, you know, we have Wink, we have ABC, NBC, local affiliates. So there was this young woman standing there. And she waves me down and she says, hey, did you just come out of there? And I said, yes. She said, what's going on? So I started talking to her out of my car window, my truck window. And she says, can you come out and do a stand-up with me?
What?
So I get out of the truck. And all of a sudden, I'm doing a live shot on the local news talking about what's going on inside Sam's Club. So I was the lead story on Fox 4 at 5 and 6 last night, accidentally doing journalism, when we have people in this country who are journalists who are ignoring journalism, including the media in Philadelphia. And by the way, how did your buddy Josh Shapiro send you an autographed bomb from his appearance the other day up there?
I know.
Josh Shapiro and the War Weapons. I think they're appearing this weekend at the TLA.
Yeah, we call those the Shapiro shells. They're hot. They're a yeah. hot ticket these days, Tone.
Had the Sharpie to go sign the thing may have caused an international controversy. Yeek.
Speaking of journalism, I this is perfect for you because you're a journalist. Dawn's a journalist. The Olivia Newsy story with Bobby Kennedy is taking on a life of its own. But also we find out yesterday that Olivia Newsy is not new to this of dating an older man, as she used to have an adult relationship with your old buddy, your boy, Keith Olbermann. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I read in the New York Post this morning, there's a big expose that Keith went on and addressed this impending shocker and development. First of all, many people are shocked that Keith was shacking up with women. I mean, that's the first thing. But then I read, you know, Keith actually made a big deal of it yesterday. He was taking a shot at Robert Kennedy. So here's the thing. Keith takes a shot at Robert Kennedy because she was sending him nudes. He takes a shot at her. But meanwhile, he's okay about the fact that, you know, hey, she liked older guys. She was 21. I was 50. And as you said earlier, Nick, nobody really cares about this stuff. I mean, it just makes Keith look like he's some sort of a ladies' man. Yeah. But, you know, he was also with Katie Turr, who's at MSNBC now. And I know that story for a fact because when I was doing Keith's show in New York every Friday, driving up or taking the train up to New York City, you know, I would see the stories. And Katie Turr, Keith lived at Trump Tower when Trump became president. So then he moved out and got another condo because his hatred for Trump was so strong.
Yeah.
That's when he was having a relationship with Katie Turr. And I know that was a real relationship because it ended with her running out of Trump Tower late at night with half of her clothes on.
Oh,
that's
what?
How fast she needed to get away from
Whoa.
Him. So,
oh, man.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, again, listen, I don't care what Keith does. He's a grown-ass man. But now all of a sudden he's a hero because he and Olivia Newsy hooked up. I think this really speaks poorly of Olivia Newsy. Now, I have no problem with Robin's a younger woman, and she was with me, and I'm 17 years older. So I'm not going to sit here and pontificate about, listen, some younger women like older men. There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're married or, you know, unless you're running for president or vice president. For Keith, he should be celebrating the fact that people thought he had a relationship with this Olivia Newsy chick.
We're going to get to the Eagles and the Phillies because we've got a lot of great stuff to talk about.
Let's get it back to the Eagles. By the way, the Eagles are holding tryouts again like Dick Vermeil did back in the day when they filmed Invincible.
Yeah.
They need to get Vince Papale and his son Vinny Jr.
Yeah.
Because they got no wide receivers left.
None. But, well, you don't need them if you have Saquon Barkley. I mean, that guy's been. So that's my question. Because I thought it was a good win. I didn't think they were going to beat the Saints on Sunday, Tony. I picked them to lose. I've picked that. Whatever I've picked the first 3 weeks, the exact opposite has happened. So I officially no longer know anything about football. But let me ask you this. Where's this team today without Saquon Barkley? Without him, I think they're 1-2, if not 0-3.
They could be 3-0 if Saquon Barkley catches that ball.
Well, that too.
You know, in the game where everybody went crazy,
yep.
You know, in that game a couple of weeks against Atlanta, you know, he catches that ball and he walks. He doesn't even have to walk into the end zone. Just take a knee and the game's over.
Yep.
So, 91-6er. Tony, Keith went from Newsy to using an E. Jean Carroll fleshlight.
Fleshlight. 91 LSXer.
E. Jean Carroll fleshlight?
91 LSXer is the greatest YouTube comment.
Yes, he is.
And there's not another show on the planet that can go from the Eagles to E. Jean Carroll seamlessly.
Or a fleshlight.
By the way, I did not have sex with E. Jean Carroll when I was in Bloomingdale's in New York. Many, many years ago when I was working in New York City.
It's good to know. I was always suspicious about you, Tom.
Dawn wrote, ew!
Fleshlight.
Fleshlight.
Let's get to
listen, they were selling fleshlights like crazy yesterday in Sam's Club. You got to prepare for a storm.
No, that's a flashlight, yes.
That's a flashlight.
The
yeah.
fleshlight, is that like what I use to detect the bacteria, like when you go in the hotel room?
No, well, I'll explain it to you during a commercial
during
break.
Thank you, sir. In the hallway while we're grabbing coffee. Tony Bruno, your thoughts on the Phillies, division champions for the first time since you and I were doing sports at a different location.
I was so excited that the other night I went out and started doing donuts in the middle of my street like they were in Center City, Philadelphia. The premature Phillies pennant clinching, the National League East Championship clinching, they were celebrating on Friday night before they even clinched. Did you see what's going on? Senator said even Elon Musk is commenting on all of these sideshows that are going on right in front of City Hall, right in front of Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, where's the mayor? I've got my Jim Kenny Bozo Jim Kenny. We're going to have to start making Sherelle Parker Bozo shirts because Philadelphia City Council and the mayor always seem to not realize what's going on right outside their doors on the weekends when the city of Philadelphia descends into this anarchy and basically, I mean, they're scenes out of like some horror, not horror movie. What's the movie where they're running through the desert? They're all running the Mad Max movie. Philly looks like a Mad Max movie every weekend right in front of City Hall.
Yeah, it's like the Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix at the last scene of the first one that came out 5 years ago.
Exactly.
And Tony, this is what I, because, you know, Dawn's been covering this in the news, and I've been looking at Sherelle Parker's Twitter feed. And since that happened, she's tweeted about the Phillies. Congratulations, NL East champions. Then she says she's pleased to open the Montgomery Avenue Bridge. No press conference, no visual, no audio, not even a post on social media condemning what occurred over the weekend. I don't know how that can happen when you're the mayor.
I saw you responding on, because you know me, I care about the city. I don't care about the politicians. The politicians are all the same. But the biggest story was, after all of this stuff happened the other night, over the weekend, the Philadelphia City Council, that one woman, Rue Landrieu, you know what she was tweeting about? Bisexual Awareness Day in Philadelphia. Listen, I'm very aware of bisexuals. That's why there's LGBTQ. B is for bisexual. If you're not following the alphabet, LGBT. So B is bisexual. Do we need a day to recognize bisexuals? Listen, nothing's wrong with it. I love bisexual women. But the point is, the bottom line is, how as a city council person in Philadelphia can you write about Bisexual Awareness Day after the city looks like, as you mentioned, Mad Max or the my buddy Luigi was watching the Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah,
you know where Kane comes out and he blows up Three River State, or actually where the Steelers play.
Yep.
And the field's being torn up, and what's his face is running down one of the Steelers. Is running down the field and the entire stadium's blowing up. That's what Philadelphia. I was waiting for it to happen at the Eagle State. I was waiting for it to happen at Citizens Bank Park. Luckily, the Savannah Bananas were in town, and what a show they are! By the way, I want to make it. The Savannah Bananas.
I saw.
Are the greatest sports entertainment troupe in not since the Harlem Globetrotters in the original days. Has there been a group of athletes who travel the country and put on a show like the Savannah Bananas did? They are phenomenal.
Those tickets are harder to get than Taylor Swift. Honest to God, they are harder to get.
Is that right?
Yes. They sold out
Citizens Bank Park.
Yep, as soon as they announce that they go on sale, they sell out in like 2 minutes. It's unbelievable. And then you're put on a waiting list and everything. Because my son's at that age now where he likes all this stuff. So, yeah.
Wow. All right. Bruno, you mentioned Taylor.
We're covering it all here. Now, by the way, the Phillies, their hangover game was last night.
Yeah.
And
back to the Phillies.
Even though Bryce Harper hit a home run early, they got smoked by the Cubs. And now they threw Taewon Walker back out there again. God. And he got lit up again. That guy should be on. That guy should be on. They should just quietly have him leave the city, never to be seen again. I know they owe him $36 million. But I don't think you'll see Taewon Walker even in the locker room anymore.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to make the postseason roster for sure. You mentioned Taylor Swift tickets, or Greg, you did. I got to get your thoughts on this. There's now allegations based on the slow start that Travis Kelce has had this year that he spent the entire offseason partying. He's out of shape. You know, doing the whole celebrity circuit tour with his girlfriend, Taylor Swift. Are you buying into that? And then also, did you see Harrison Butker's jersey, the Chiefs kicker? Remember the whole commencement speech outrage?
Yep.
He has eclipsed Travis Kelce in jersey sales.
Well, you know, I that's a great point. And obviously Harrison Butker, because he said the wrong thing, talking about how his wife and his kids are the top priority. You know, he didn't knock anybody else for choosing not to have kids or be like Kamala Harris and that whack job, Walz's wife, where abortion seems to be. It's funny. They want abortion. They want the government to stay out of people's business, but they want the government to control and pay for abortions. So you can't have it both ways. You can't tell people to mind your own business when you're one of the biggest jokes when it comes to having snitch lines and doing things and giving money, taking money from China. And you're going to tell people to stay out of your business. But you're right. Walz's wife is absolutely nuts. If you think he's nuts, look at her eyes. I saw you play the clip. She is really scary. I don't know how these people are going to win and become the president and vice president of the United States.
Well, it's just,
I just don't understand.
It's just so odd because she's just like Kamala from the standpoint of she's speaking to adults, but they're talking to you like you're in, you know, second grade, and it's like parent teacher night. Well, this is what Johnny did this week, and I'm like, we're all adults here. I mean, it's weird, right? Isn't weird the word that we used all summer?
Yes, they were the ones who were calling everybody else weird, and it turns out they're the weirdest of them all, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, very.
She does love the smell of fires outside the window, though.
She
but
does.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. She did.
But here, you know, in Philly and here in Florida, when you open your window, the smell of weed permeates the air now all over the country.
Why does she talk to everybody like they're 4 years old?
Yeah,
like honest to God, it's like everybody, yay. It's just it's bizarre.
It's very bizarre.
By the way, you asked me a different question, and as per usual, I go off on a. On a tangent on anything. I try to incorporate multiple answers into one question. Unlike Kamala Harris, who can't answer one question, when I'm asked a question, I answer five other questions at the same time.
Yeah,
I should be president.
She's like a single word salad. You're like a word. You're like the word salad buffet bar at like Ruby Tuesdays, where you can just go.
But it's a good salad because I mix in some kale.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, I hear what you did.
I mix in some kale.
Yep.
I'll put in a little bit of maybe some cranberries. Maybe some gorgonzola cheese. Yep. I like to mix the salad up really, really nice, and then a nice balsamic. You know what I'm saying,
Nick? I'm not trying to get ahead of you because I know you have
Well, you can take it anywhere you want, Bruno. Bruno goes whatever process. He wants anyway.
But the big debate over the last couple of days has been gravy versus sauce.
Yes. And, Tony, you recall that back in the day when we were doing sports, you did the Bruno Boss of the Sauce competition. But
correct.
But as a South Philadelphia Italian, do you subscribe to gravy only?
Well, my mother being an immigrant from Sicily, all the Italians called it gravy. And I know there's been a big debate. Is it gravy? Gravy is what you put on top of turkey and stuffing.
Yes.
To me, the Italians call it gravy. But there's this whole debate on semantics about what's gravy and what's sauce. You can call it whatever the hell you want. You know, people call it spaghetti sauce. But in an Italian family, when you make it from scratch, and then you make the meatballs, and then you put it in the gravy, and then you put the sausage in the gravy, and then you put the lotion in the basket at the end of the dinner, you know that...
It burns his old droopy nuts.
You don't put gabagool in there. No, you do not put gabagool in the gravy or the sauce. No, we had a boss of the sauce, and Lorraine Rinaldi, I think you know her.
Sure.
We know Lorraine Rinaldi. Yeah. She was a traffic reporter.
She was
She's the one
reporter.
Who wrote a book about gravy wars. She wrote a book called Gravy Wars.
Yep.
And that is something. Now, I know Gary Stamm saying gravy is brown, sauce is red, South Philly is gravy. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's like... rap is rap, hip hop is hip hop. You have to differentiate these things, and they'll all be correct answers at one particular time.
So, a couple of our Italian sales people here talked to us about this, and they said that if there's meat in the sauce, then it's gravy. If there's not meat in the sauce, then it's sauce. Is that
exactly?
You subscribe to that as well?
If you're taking a packet. If you buy one of those Knorr's packets and you just dump it in some water and stir it up, that's not that's gravy. Because gravy can be made with like powdered stuff and just throw some seasoning in it.
Yeah.
Sauce is made from the beginning. You're making the sauce. It starts out as a can of tomatoes. Then you grind it, you slap it up, you flip it, you rub it down, and then boom. I am not Captain Bacala. I'm not a big Bacala fan, even though my mother used to hang the fish down in the basement, and it gets dried, and then you reconstitute it. That's what we're going to be doing. If Kamala Harris wins, everybody's going to get free bacala from the government, and it's going to be in your basements. And even if you don't have a basement, it'll be in your crawl space. And then Kamala will crawl under there and pull one out for you because she's for an opportunity zones.
Yep.
She wants to create economic whatever the hell she's calling it here.
Speaking of that, I got to get your thoughts on this on the other side because we've got new information from Florida. And Ron DeSantis says that the feds, when it comes to the Trump assassination attempt in West Palm, are stonewalling him. But DeSantis says that it is the state's
duty.
And we will get Tony Bruno's thoughts as a Florida resident coming up next. Kale and Company, we continue with Bruno. Not really sure what we did the last 20 minutes.
This show,
I think it was good.
It's just amazing.
Was it good for you?
Oh, man.
It was good for me.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Tomorrow morning, Thursday, is when people here are going to start worrying about storm surge. Because storm surge, even though the storm is not tracking to come close enough to the west coast of Florida down low, we are still going to get like 50 or 46 mile an hour winds, and that will push the storm during a high tide to make it higher. So I may have to go out and do another video where I go out in my shorts with my hose. Remember, that one had like a 500,000 views, where I'm out hosing off the boat while the water is just higher than the boat. The boat is actually above the dock. Mm-hmm. So I may have to make one of those other great videos that gets a lot of, you know, you can make a really serious video. You go out and do stuff like that, that's what blows up on social media. Yes. That's how you monetize yourself.
A man and his hose.
Man and his hose. Yes, wasn't that the sequel to the Ernest Hemingway classic, The Old Man and the Sea?
Why would you even cover that?
Speaking of the tide being high, Tony, the tide will play Georgia on Saturday night. Alabama, Georgia, 7:45. Go ahead. Keep going.
Now, George, listen, you know, I'm an Alabama guy because my oldest son was born in Birmingham, A.J. Bruno Sr., or Jr.
I'm
a junior, though.
I'm concerned, though, because this game's going to be on ABC, and Donald Trump will be in attendance, and rumor has it that the ABC broadcasters will cut into the game to fact-check Trump live from Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, well, what's his face be there? David Muir. From the number one 6 o'clock anchor to be having lower ratings than I can't think of anybody with lower ratings right now. By the way, you see Paramount has blown up its operation today. Mm-hmm. They fired the anchor who would fly. They're all these big companies. Paramount Plus is now Paramount Minus. They just blew up that whole thing too.
Yeah.
It's a bloodbath out there. From day one, it's been a bloodbath.
You can't say that.
Quote me.
You can't say that.
Wait till that gets taken out of context.
Cluster.
And clipped.
By the way, do you guys have the cut? I was thinking, whenever I hear something, I immediately think, the guy's at 1210.
Yep.
Nick Cale's got to get this. We got to get the Joe Biden saying, who's next?
Who's next?
We had that the other day when
who's
he was
next?
Introducing the Prime Minister of India.
He does.
Who's next?
There it is. I thought it was
who's
louder
next?
Than that.
Who's next?
Who's next?
Pot it up a
who's
little
next?
Pot it up a little higher, Stocker.
That's,
here we go.
That's 3, 2, 1.
Who's next?
As loud as it goes. Sorry.
There it is. Come on, Jimmy Kelly. You have one job.
I thought he was more angry than that.
Yeah, no, I got the new Trump on the board, too.
Get up, Harry. Come on, let's go.
Yeah. By the way, we have breaking news at this hour.
Yeah. What do we have?
Just announced from MSNBC Public Relations, Vice President Harris, guess who she will be joining on MSNBC in Pittsburgh let's see.
Who will it be?
Tonight on MSNBC.
We have no idea.
Stephanie Ruhle. Stephanie Ruhle, who went on Bill Maher's show this past weekend and said she doesn't have to answer any questions. So now all of a sudden, Harris is going to join Stephanie Ruhle in Pittsburgh for her first one-on-one network interview since becoming the Democratic nominee. And by the way, it's actually going to be taped, and then they'll show it tonight at 7 o'clock. After they edit it down all afternoon to try to make her sound smart.
And how bad does this look for her that she's doing another taped interview on the same day where I would imagine within the next two-hour window, Joe Biden will be live on The View.
Yes.
Today.
Well, he's going to say, who's next?
Who's next?
I can see Joe on The View.
Hello, hello.
They're looking around, and Joe's like, who's next?
Yes.
Who's next? And then they who's all next? Look at each other, and who's next? So how about that? Stephanie Ruhle was on Bill Maher basically saying that she doesn't have to do anything, and now all of a sudden she's going to go on and get it interviewed by her. So that means that she doesn't have to ask her any questions.
Yep.
Is she going to press her for answers when she just admitted that there's no reason for her to do interviews? If there's no reason for her to do interviews, why is MSNBC now all of a sudden boasting about it's her first one-on-one interview?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me they're not cooking the books. They're making gravy. They're turning garbage into – no, they're turning gold into garbage.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what they're doing. That's the power of the mainstream media and the corruptness behind it. Lastly, I got to get your thoughts on what's happening in Florida. We found out yesterday and 2 days ago that DeSantis says that it's, you know, their duty to investigate
yes.
this whole situation, and the federal agencies, the alphabet agencies, the FBI, the Secret Service, on down the list, not being as open with whatever information they have. I mean, this is why the American people, Tony, do not trust these agencies. Trump's had two assassination attempts. Now we find out that the second guy, his kid, gets arrested for having child pornography. We read you the letter a few days ago. And then Trump had to again post last night on Truth Social and on X that it's Iran that's out to get him. And they have a hit team potentially in our country right now that could kill him.
Yeah, I mean, the way the Department of Justice has handled this, you know, they don't release any of the manifestos of these killers who are shooting up schools, because, you know, most of them have been trans lately. So they refuse to release those manifestos. But within days, you know, you got what's this fake Merrick Garland out there talking about, well, we have to release this stuff. Why do you have to release that to the public? It doesn't make any sense. You're telling what this guy's doing. And by the way, how would a guy who's broke offer a $150,000 bounty on the next person who maybe can go out there and kill Trump for real?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Where is he getting that from? We were told the guy made $3,000.
And DeSantis is doing the right thing.
Yeah.
It's a federal crime, and now they tacked on attempted assassination.
Yep.
So this guy's never getting out of jail. And so the bottom line is the government seems to care about releasing secret information about ongoing investigations only when it suits their cause.
Mm-hmm.
And Merrick Garland, that's why Trump has to win. And again, Kamala Harris should never be anywhere near a McDonald's. She should be working the fry room in McDonald's.
Stop.
She should be over the hot oil and make sure when the beeper goes off, it comes up. She gets those fries, puts some salt on it, and throws it in. That's her qualification. Because Garland and all these people, they all have to go. This is the only way you clean this out. If Kamala Harris wins, all these clowns, the Pete Buttigieg's, they all stay in power.
Yep.
All these DEI hires stay in power.
Yep, you're right.
Mayor Pete!
Gotta get Mayor Pete out. I agree.
Mayor Pete!
Here's what you have to do. If you want Mayor Pete and these people out,
Harry, get your fat ass out of the couch. You're going to vote for Trump today, Harry.
By the way, the House
Task
Force...
I can't wait to hear Kamala Harris say, I grew up a middle-class kid. I was raised... It's even in her ads now. That's her whole thing. You know, I'm looking for... what's the economy we want here? Hopes and dreams, big dreams and aspirations.
Opportunity economy.
Yep. An opportunity economy.
Yes, indeed.
Don't we have an opportunity economy?
Yeah.
It's called, you get a job, you got an opportunity, and you make money.
What were you saying, Don?
That's what an opportunity.
Yeah, Don, you were going
to
say
just
something.
To your point about today, this is an unclassified briefing from the FBI. This is the House Task Force investigating the two assassination attempts against Trump, not just involving the 94-pager that we've got more information on Butler, Pennsylvania, but as well the Florida one. So we expect that today and tomorrow they're having all of these reveals. We're going to learn more, to your point earlier.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know what's going to happen? They're going to stonewall. And I hate the word stonewall because listen, I love stonewalls. Being an Italian, you know, we used to build stonewalls. You know, the Pope has stonewalls around him as he's telling everybody to let people into their country, and the Pope's out there not letting anybody into the Vatican. But enough about that. But one last thing about Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Not going to the to the dinner, which is the Catholic dinner put on by the Archbishop of New York,
mm-hmm.
or the Cardinal, whatever his name is. Cardinal Dolan, is that his name?
Yep. Mm-hmm. The Al Davis dinner.
Yeah, not the Al Davis. That's the former coach of the Raiders and the former owner of the Raiders. And the Raiders will not be back. They will not be back.
Al Smith.
Dinner.
Al Smith.
You're all thinking sports.
The Raiders.
Let's get it back to the Raiders.
As Al Davis used to say, one thing we must establish early in the game, that the quarterback must go down, and he must go down hard.
Who's next? They're reporting that Trump will attend Al Smith charity
dinner. And it's right in his wheelhouse. It's perfect for him. And that's the thing.
No, because all the candidates do it. Hillary and Trump did it, and they were poking jokes.
They were
Kamala
funny.
Harris can't even ad lib a funny line.
Right.
She would have to have a problem. You know, people aren't talking about this. During that Oprah debacle last week,
mm-hmm.
she was reading from a prompter. Did you see that? Did you cover that stuff?
Yeah. Was she really?
She was reading from a prompter.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think Oprah at that moment, she's thinking, dang, I should have run.
Yeah.
That's what Oprah's thinking.
Yeah,
I should become friends with Trump again.
Could have won. I mean, that's what Oprah's thinking.
Oh, yes. Well, we said this. I said if Oprah would run, she would win.
She would win.
If Michelle Obama would
Absolutely.
Run, she
Michelle would have won.
But Kamala is not either one of them. That's the problem with the whole equation, is they're trying to make it out like she's Michelle or she's Oprah, and she's not. And that's the thing, you know, you talk about she can't ad-lib, which is why the Al Smith thing would not work for her. But, you know, all we ever see from her is laughing and giggling. So you would say, oh, okay, on the surface, that's probably a comfortable setting for her. But I don't think her people even want to unleash her in that setting because it would only work against her. Mm-hmm. But what does that say about her? If she can't handle that setting... She's never going to go on an interview.
If people can't see this by now, if you still think that she's qualified to run the president, the biggest country on earth, the most important country on earth, the most powerful country on earth, then you need to get your head examined.
I agree.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing that she has a chance to be the president of the United States, not just because she's a woman. I mean, Hillary Clinton was more qualified mm-hmm. than she is.
Sure.
And that's why Hillary's out there pimping her, because she wants a gig. She wants a gig in this administration. That's why.
But don't you think also, though, deep down inside, that Hillary, from a vengeful, spiteful side, does not want to see Kamala win and do something that she could not do? Because you still know it chaps Hillary's keister that she lost 8 years ago to Trump.
Now, that's a bad visual, Nick. Hillary chapped. Hillary Keister,
right.
Just looking at her face, is chapped enough.
And then you have her husband and his...
it burns his old droopy nuts.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Jimmy. All right, Bruno, we got to get out of here.
I got to give Stocker credit for the drops today. Yeah. I mean, he is on point today. He's on point.
That's all Nick Hale. That is all Nick Hale.
Oh, Nick, you're firing the drop-ins?
Yeah, I've got a whole new board Beautiful. I'm in love with right now.
Radio 101.
The only thing we need, I haven't heard today, as we get ready for his tropical storm surge, cyclone, is mustard. I need mustard today from my governor.
Hey, we're praying for you guys.
Mustard.
Mustard. Now, we'll be okay. And, you know, I'll be on my social media accounts doing live updates. I'll be on Fox 4, Wink, whatever channel you need me to go on to. You'll find me in a parking lot filling sandbags this afternoon.
Tony's
I'll be filling sandbags
QVC.
At a Publix near you. Winn-Dixie, Publix, wherever you are, I'll help you fill up your sandbags.
How's the house coming, by the way?
It's moving along. We got to get this dried in before these storms come.
Yeah.
But we got most of the windows in, the second floor, all the framing's done. So now I need your contributions. I want everybody to reach down deep in and send me $5. If everybody listening sends me $5, I could buy a couple of ceiling fans.
All right. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Tony.
All right, guys. Great
Love
job.
You,
Love Good
you,
night, everybody.
Love
good
you, Miss Robin.
Good night, John Fetterman, Eagles.
Yeah.
And Eagles. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, there he is, Tony Bruno.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.